Before we get to any new questions, Danny, I think we have the follow-up on a question we had just last week about spray foam insulation and termites.
Yeah, certainly.
I wasn't aware there was a concern there, but there might be.
Yeah, several different questions came in, and people just trying to get to the bottom of it. And we're glad when someone is concerned about a particular thing that, you know, they think about us here, because we want to dig into it. We're always very, very curious about things. And we're very lucky right now to have Rick Bell, who is with Arrow Exterminators, past president of Georgia Pest Control Association, to kind of see if we can shed some light on that. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Hey, Rick.
So, you know, the popularity of foam insulation, closed cell, open cell, people, consumers are finding out more and more about advantages of the foam insulation. But all of a sudden, we're hearing from a few homeowners that have been told something along the lines that maybe it would jeopardize their termite bond on their house. And several of these people, of course, are building new homes because we've crossed the path in the past where when people are wanting to foam an existing home, they're quite surprised they have to remove the existing insulation that might be on the back, you know, this laying down horizontally, they have to remove it for it to work properly. But tell us a little bit about that, Rick. I know you've been involved in the Pest Control Association for quite a while. What's the scoop on this in terms of how the termite industry is viewing what's happening with the foam insulation in homes?
I'll be happy to. Actually, this issue in our industry has been going on for about 4 years. And spray foam obviously is a good product. It can eliminate drafts and it can insulate a building or a home, and energy savings are great. But where we run into trouble is, say, in a crawl space or an attic, a customer under warranty with our company decides to have the spray foam added. They don't call us. And then we come out for their annual inspection, and basically what we see is the North Pole, if you will. The areas that we need available to visually inspect are covered up with spray foam, and which typically starts on the foundation wall, goes up the sill and the rim joist, and possibly into the floor joist. So the areas typically where the termites enter the home is unavailable for us to inspect, so we can't do what the homeowner is paying us to do. It's a big problem.
Yeah, Rick, that's what I think Danny and I both thought was the issue, is that not that the spray foam is in any way attracting termites, it's just that the inspectors can't get in there, because ordinarily if it's fiberglass or rock wool, you can just pull it out or slide it to one side and inspect the wood framing. Now, I understand why that would be an issue down in the crawl space, the mud sill, the ends of the floor joist, the band joist, all the lower level. But we're hearing from listeners who have a concern with termites in the attic, in the roof sheathing. Now, why are they being attracted to the roofing?
Well, there are certain species of termites that don't necessarily have to maintain ground contact. And
right,
if your shingles are failing and you get water leaking into the roof decking and or cricket of the chimney,
right,
then the termites and or carpenter ants can find that moisture-damaged wood, and they're going to create an infestation there. And if the attic has been foamed, number one, obviously we can't inspect that.
Right.
And number two, the two manufacturers that make a fumigant that is labeled to treat attics have created a supplemental label and recommended that you not use their product to fumigate an attic with spray foam.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, from all the insulation experts I've spoken with, it's never a good idea to spray foam between the roof rafters anyway, unless it's a living, unless it's a conditioned space, unless you're converting your attic into a living space of some sort that's going to be heated and cooled. But people continuously want to spray it. A relative recently of mine recently did. I told him not to do it. He sprayed in between the rafters for some reason. So, and if you don't spray up there or insulate at all, obviously it'll be easier for you to detect water damage and termites.
And as just a sidebar, we've actually heard some stories that shingle manufacturers are considering not honoring the warranty if spray foam is applied in an attic, because it basically cooks the shingles on top of the decking.
Oh, I hadn't heard that before.
So Rick, where do you think this is headed? Because I mean these are two big industries here with the foam insulation and the popularity. I say sudden popularity; it's been around for a long time. And then of course the importance of termites. It's not just a southern thing anymore; it's all over the country. So where's the middle ground on this? Is it headed? Do you have any idea?
Well, I'm happy to report that the National Pest Management Association and a group of stakeholders, I'll try not to go acronym crazy on you, but it's the Spray Foam Coalition, the Spray Polyurethane Foam Alliance, various state pest control associations, and the National Association with the American Chemistry Council, and some of the manufacturers have had a series of meetings, and we realized that they're not going away as an industry. We're not going away as an industry. And we're both attempting to help the consumer. So we know that we've got to continue to have dialogue. And long-term strategy is to come up with a stakeholder-recommended group of code amendments that we can introduce to the IRBC.
Okay, good.
And that would be the idea, that we can continue to inspect the home and spray foam applicators can insulate these homes, but we do it with the understanding that we've got to continue to be able to inspect the home. They've got to provide an energy envelope, and there have got to be ways that we can dialogue and get that done.
Good. Well, please keep us posted on this, Rick, because I know right this minute we have people all over the country that's really wanting what to do next. And I mean, I'm about, I don't know, I guess I'm about 2 or 3 months away from insulating my new house. I'm on the edge of my seat right now. I got to figure out what to do. So please keep us posted on that. We'll certainly ask you to revisit the show ahead as some of this move, and hopefully these wheels will move fairly quickly with these associations and the coalition to try to find a middle ground here. And certainly appreciate you being with us today, and also being in the middle of trying to find a solution on this issue.
Absolutely. Glad to do it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you very much,
thank
Rick.
You.
That's Rick Bell from Aero Exterminators, the past president of Georgia Pest Control Association. Hey, we're going to keep on top of this. And any other conversation that you want to have about this kind of thing, you know, we do want to keep you abreast of any issue like this, because, boy, the rumors go crazy on what you can do. And, the termite guys say, I'll never do it, blah, 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 blah. Let's figure out the real truth behind this, and we'll keep digging on it to bring you everything we possibly can about this.
That's a really good example, too, of Danny and I know a lot about building, but we don't know everything. And when a question comes across the airwaves and we don't know, we're going to track it down. We'll track down the answer. We're not going to make something up or just take a guess at it or go Google it and see what someone else is saying. So that was a perfect example of that. And I love that. I'm always interested. Danny and I are very curious about all aspects of building and maintaining buildings. So, I love keeping the dialogue going just like that.
And you think about, what can you do? Because, and I think Rick was very, very fair. I mean, him being in the pest control business, he could have been a little biased one way or the other, but he seemed
right.
Very fair about that. Because, yes, we do want a very energy efficient home. The foam insulation industry has touted why their system is better than other insulating systems. And then you start looking back at this type of thing, and it kind of makes you step back and go, okay, we want to get to the bottom of this. We'll keep drilling down on it to find out exactly what's happening and keep you up to date on it.